Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was talking to your representative earlier. I received my credit card statement, and there was a charge for $67.32, and your representative earlier said it's for a tactical bag. We didn't order such an item, and I've not received such an item. I don't understand. I didn't even know who you folk were.
Okay, well, I understand. Just to make sure, I'm looking at the correct information. Could you verify your first and last name and mailing address?
My first name is Charles. My last name is Cook. My address is 731 County Road, 1787, Yancey, Texas.
Thank you. And so I do see here, looks like the shipping was paid. It was on July 15th for $5.74 for the tactical bag. So you never paid the shipping or received that tactical bag? Was that correct? You never ordered or received that tactical bag?
No, ma'am, I did not. And how much was the other charge? I don't see it on my credit card at all. $5 and something?
Yes, sir, $5.74. And so, do you, you're not sure if no one in your household could have placed that order in your name that you know of?
No, it's just my wife and I. I mean, we're
okay.
Quite elderly.
Okay, I understand. Well, with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used to place the order online. And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. As of right now, I have gotten this canceled and refunded for you, so the credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. Was there anything else that I could check into for you today?
No. What I didn't understand was you're saying I need to contact the local authorities?
No, sir. That is our fraud protocols. We'll be contacting the local authorities.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand what you said the reason for that was.
Well, that would be due to it being fraud, because, of course, fraud is a federal crime.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. That's what? I'm hard to hear. I'm sorry.
The reason that we'll be getting in contact with the local authorities is because this is a fraudulent charge, and fraud is a federal crime, so we would have to send the information over to them so they can find out the location of where that order took place.
Okay.
But
I
as
just
of
gave
right
you
now,
my
this
address.
Has been, right, so it's not going to be your address. So when something is ordered online, your local authorities are able to tell what type of device that was used to place that order, whether it was a computer or a phone. And so they'll be able to track that down. So once they track who placed the order or what type of device it was, they'll be able to detect the location of where the order took place.
Got it.
Right.
But
as of right now, I have got this canceled and refunded for you. So the credits can take up to 3 to 5 business days for that.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, well, I thank you for calling customer support and have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
They said I'll order a tactical bag.
Anyway, there's two things I'm really dealing with.